My name's Carol Herbertson.
How would you describe the atmosphere today?
Well, it's just incredible how many people have turned out. You know, even in the short time that we've been here, the queue's got so much longer, you know, but it's great to see so many people wanting to come and pay their respects.
How are you feeling about probably staying here in this queue to St Giles for quite a long while?
Well, it's the least we can do. She gave, you know, 70 years of service to us, so it's the least we can do, stand in this queue to pay our respects.
It's a bit somber, but I feel like a lot of people here are maybe remembering all the good things. It's not necessarily just about mourning, it's about celebration.
Yes, I think you're right, and I think so many stories have come out about the Queen, you know, that things we didn't know about her, for example, I had lunch with the Queen a number of years ago when I worked at the police college, and she wanted a constable to sit beside her. She didn't want one of the, you know, the dignitaries to sit beside her. And that sort of side of her, I think, comes out a lot in the stories that you hear. She wanted to interact, you know, with ordinary people. She was obviously aware of you know, the need to give service to the country. But I think, you know, in recent years, we've seen a kind of different side of her. You know, when, for example, in the Olympic Games, you know, when James Bond came and, you know, was speaking to her, and obviously for the Platinum Jubilee with Paddington, that was a different side to her, I think, which was nice to see.
She had a bit of a sense of humour.
Yes, yes, she did, yes, yes. And when she smiled, her whole face just lit up, didn't it? It was lovely.
How do you think you're going to feel when you actually do get into St Giles?
I don't know. I really don't know. I've got tissues at the ready.
I think it's going to be quite a...
Yes, emotional. Yes, I think it will be emotional, yes.